When new growth emerges on a grapevine each spring, not everything is welcome. Removing the shoots that grow from the rootstock, the suckers, is an annual vineyard chore. But this year, many vineyards are letting that fall by the wayside, says Tony Liniger, Sonoma County's agricultural commissioner.
As I drove through the county, I noticed that just a lot of vineyards had not yet been suckered. And that, I think, really speaks to the shortage of labor. Normally this time of year, the vineyards aren't looking quite as shaggy as you see some of them because the suckering's already been completed.
The main cause of those shaggy vineyards? It's hundreds of miles away, at the Mexican border. After 40 years, the wave of immigrants from Mexico, many of whom came to California to work in agriculture, has slowed and, according to a recent report by the Pew Research Center, may even have reversed.
The economy in Mexico is a little better, and here the situation is a little worse. This is, on top of that, the situation on the border is more complicated, and the people decide not to come to the United States.
Juan Rubio is the regional director of the United Farm Workers in Santa Rosa. The Obama administration has cracked down heavily on border security, and the state of Arizona pursues illegal immigrants with a near-evangelical zeal. That, combined with more opportunities in Mexico and an aging worker population, has led to something people in the county haven't seen before: agricultural jobs being advertised.
They never hear before in any advertisement, and the radio or in different stores outside, they're looking for workers.
For laborers, this has led to longer days, Saturday work, and greater security. The situation isn't all bad. Rick Garcia directs the Grayton Day Labor Center, which connects employers and day laborers. He says fewer people are signing their daily list looking for work.
The goal of every worker is to have stable work, some financial predictability in their lives. The fact that we have less workers signing the list now than we did 5 years ago is actually a benefit to our community, because that means that there is more steady work.
While everyone agrees there is more work available, it's not clear what this will mean for wages. Though California has the highest number and highest concentration of agricultural jobs, the average yearly wage is on the low end, according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics. Maria Machuca of the UFW's central office reports that wages seem to be holding steady across the state. But in one place, at least, wages are on the rise. Steve Mattiason grows Chardonnay, Merlot, and a few obscure Italian varietals in the Napa Valley. This year, he is paying up to $3 per hour more for workers to tend his vines. In a way, he's lucky. As a grape grower, he operates at higher margins than fruit and vegetable growers and can afford to pay a little more. Plus, he has friends who will share their workers with him.
Yeah, these guys working out here work for a friend of mine. You know, that's how I got them today when, you know, people are screaming, you know, that everything needs to be done in the vineyards. I need people.
Come harvest time, he says, things around the valley are likely to get tight.
I have a lot of friends, so I'm probably the wrong guy to ask, but the valley as a whole is not going to have enough people. You know, you just can't do it without people. You can't do it.
I'm Danielle Venton for KRCB's North Bay Report.